For today's In Touch, I'm joined by Larry Roth with the Waco Crop Drive. Larry, appreciate you taking the time out of your day to talk about the Waco Crop Drive. First off, what does CROP stand for?
CROP stands for Communities Responding to Overcome Poverty. And I might say right away that a lot of times we associate CROP with the overseas, and that is a big part of the CROP program. However, they also do a lot of work here in the United States, such as those in need of food, shelter, and clean water because of natural disasters such as storms, famines, or floods, or anything like that.
CROP drives are held in other parts of the state and also the country, is that right?
Yeah, CROP walk is what most people are familiar with. And last year, there were 75 of the CROP walks plus our solicitation in the state of Iowa. We are the only one in Iowa that goes door to door for solicitation rather than a walk. But the walks have also been very successful across the state of Iowa. Talking about the 75 in Iowa, the Waco Crop Drive is third. We're in third place as far as the amount raised out of the 75. So the people in the Waco area are very generous, and we're very pleased with how it's been going. The Waco area, of course, includes Crawfordsville, Olds, Swedesburg, and Wayland. And so we go door to door in those towns, as well as the rural areas that are in the Waco area. We go door to door in the rural areas as well. And so it takes about at least 50 people involved to cover this like we do. We have captains, and we have about 10 captains. And then these captains have their canvassers that go door to door. They're in charge of all of those under them as canvassers to go out to collect. And so there's a lot of people involved here. We also have then the committee that we have to give direction. We have the Waco Crop Drive Committee as well. And this committee would involve the chairman, and then we have someone as secretary, treasurer, and commodities chairman, because we can also give commodity, and then also publicity. So we have many people involved in order to make this a success like it has been.
Is that 50 people enough, or are you looking for more volunteers?
Well, we're always looking for more, because as any volunteer work goes, there's always people that retire for health reasons or age reasons. And so, yeah, we're always looking for more volunteers. But we have a nice number, but we can always use more, yes.
Going back to what you said about giving in grain, that's also a possibility.
Yes. Yeah, our area elevators also collect commodity. The commodities being corn or beans. And so how that works, they'll just donate, you know, so many dollars worth or so many bushel. Then the elevator will make out a check to CROP. And then our commodity chairperson will collect those checks. And then when we get together to total our collections in the fall after it ends, then we'll combine the cash and the commodity for our total amount given.
You mentioned that it serves, you know, charities here domestically and then also internationally.
That's correct.
Just a wide range in terms of what they provide for?
A lot of it goes down to food, shelter, and water, the basics. But it also goes in, they help in other areas as well.
Well, yeah. Lastly here, if someone wanted to volunteer or maybe donate if they didn't get their door knocked on, who should they contact?
That's a good question. We have many churches involved in this. In case someone in their church does not get canvassed or they're outside of the Waco area and would like to donate, they could call 319-256-5463, and we'll arrange to get that taken care of.
How many churches are taking part in this?
There's about 10 churches in the area. In the Crawfordsville, Old Swedesburg, Wayland area, there's about 10 churches that cooperate with the CROP program, and that's most of them. And another good thing about our Waco Crop Drive is this is one way that churches of various denominations can work together. So we're pleased for that as well. I will mention, last year, our goal was $33,000, and we met that goal. We went $12 over. This year, our goal is $33,500, and the drive will begin this coming Sunday, September 28th, and go through the month of October.
Well, I wish you good luck.
Thank you very much, Nathan.
That was my conversation with Director of the Waco Crop Drive, Larry Roth. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.